October 3rd, 2018. Thirsty. Lately, I've been distracted. I sit in class, learning about the wonders of the human body, only to suddenly and spontaneously be mentally taken away. A bitch is thirsty. I haven't had sex since Gent and I last fucked, and the prospects of your girl getting any keep dwindling. My brain, in an effort to express its frustrations, will randomly posit outlandish escapades with whomever happens to be in the back of my mind. One classmate pushes me up against the brick wall of our lecture hall, raises my skirt, and fucks me right there, brushing and bruising my back. Another classmate and I, while studying at his apartment, take a break to fuck on his couch, on his floor, and throw in some dirty talk involving ownership of my gunt. One student who I tutor decides to thank me with making out. Another of my students cuddles me on a rainy Sunday. And we're naked. You see where this is going. These fantasy fuck breaks come all at once and without warning. Recently, one took me by such surprise that I had to rush my hand to my face just so I could bite my finger to keep myself from moaning. I've imagined threesomes with two beautiful men who have beautiful eyes and beautiful bodies and want to do horribly beautiful things to me. Each day walking around, as people pass me in my travels, I'll randomly tick off who could, or won't ever, get this pussy. Tutoring has specifically increased my frustrations. Being in close, intimate contact with attractive, intelligent individuals has done wonders for my hope for POC in medicine, but also has skyrocketed my libido. One of the above students I mentioned is the worst. He is tall, attractive, kind, soft-spoken, and kind of all the things right now that would be great in a casual boyfriend. But I suspect he's dating one of his classmates. And, more importantly, I cannot date anyone I'm tutoring. The power dynamics would be awkward and the situation would be unethical. Another student I tutor is a young, beautiful woman, also quiet and soft-spoken, but she has these eyes that suck me in a small, charming smile. All I ever want to do is comfort and care for her, but once again, tutoring her means no to any of the sensuous things I want to do with and to her. Also, thankfully, she has a boyfriend, so I don't have to worry about developing feelings, though my libido has other plans in mind. Dating apps have been dud after dud, even as I've tried and tried. All my faves in my class are already taken, and I asked another friend if they'd be interested in an FWB situation. They told me to ask them again after we match, i.e. the end of fourth year. My pussy cannot wait that long. So yeah, here I am, nerdy, thirsty, horny, poetic. Side note, I made the dean's list, and my merit scholarship rolled over another year. So medical school is working out thus far, even as I struggle to keep my sex-crazed mind from going mad. PPS. I also set a new personal best on the elliptical. I completed 3 miles in 30 minutes, plus a 5-minute cooldown. Trying to get and stay healthy as I shape my mind for my future career. Okay, rambling done. Back to studying. Horny!